Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a little Steppenwolf bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, you'll find, if you type in Bob Kuska, K-U-S-T-K-A, Bob Kuska, you'll find the body of work that he has deposited with us, the wisdom and the information and the best practices and tips that he's helped us with our, especially in the area of human resources, managing people. And so I encourage you to check it out there and all the other things there. All of our other 2,000 Brain Trust members all have suites, their own suites there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Oh, by the way, we have a YouTube channel I'd like for you to look at, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check that out, too. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate you being here. We're talking about succession planning. In the first segment, you talked to us about you got the four F's of succession planning that you think we should focus on. Your first one was fake assumptions, false assumptions, things that we tell ourselves like I'm going to live forever, I'm going to work forever, blah blah blah. And I've told myself these things as well. And the other one was focus. You should have a focus, or if we have a lack of focus, which most of us do when it comes to succession planning. These are big things, and I really want to say something I said earlier, Bob, and that is, folks, if you'll just start thinking about it, you don't have to take any steps right now. You need to ultimately, maybe you need to sooner than later, but if you'll just start thinking about the idea that one of these days you're not going to be in your business. One way or the other, Bob, right? You're gonna exit your business. Either you're gonna walk out and not come back, or you're gonna go out, feet first. What do you think?
That's right. and you need to start overcoming the third F factor, Jim. And the third F factor is fear. You know, we as human beings, we fear the unknown. Everyone puts off talking about death. Everyone puts off talking about retirement. But treat it practically. Like you said, Jim, you're going to go out one way or the other. So what is your exit strategy? And I've been working with more small businesses now. I'll just give you one simple example. More often now, I have a business owner saying to me, you know, it's about time I hired a general manager, my number two guy. Mm-hmm. I don't really have one in my business, and I'm going to need to do that at some point in time. Well, that's a plan.
Right, absolutely, and but this fear thing is really probably the biggest thing, isn't it? Isn't it really the biggest issue? Because you're making us look at our own mortality, aren't you?
That's right, and we put off what we don't like, what we don't know, what we fear.
So I feel good right now, Bob. I'm even at my advanced age, Bob, I feel pretty good. I'm planning on living forever.
And I hope you do, and I hope I do, Jim.
Doing anything else makes us face our own, as you say, our own mortality, and it's not good. So, what are some other things that we fear about succession planning?
Okay, some other things that we fear is that. We only can do it ourselves. So anyone else that comes in won't do it as good as
right.
we do it.
Right.
You know. By the way, I understand that.
We fear turning loose of control too, don't we?
That's right. That's right. And I understand that, Jim, because you know small business owners are tough guys, tough ladies. You know, they built this business on their own hard work, and you know they don't want to lose control.
Nothing. I'm going to say that if you own a small business, there's nothing in your life that defines you as much as that business. What do you think, Bob?
Absolutely. You are what you do, and that's very important. I heard an interview with the author of the new Steve Jobs book a couple days ago,
Yep.
And he said Walter Isaacson had to control the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that when you get to a multi-billion dollar company. You got to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So part of getting over that fear, Jim, like I said earlier, with consider hiring a number two guy, a general manager, is what can I give to other people? What can I let go of as part of my plan?
You know,
let me give you one.
There are so many people who run successful businesses, and they just can't delegate. And of course, they never. If you can't delegate, you can't grow. That's one thing for sure.
That's right.
And I'll tell you something, Bob. I was not a very good delegator, and I'm not saying I'm a great delegator now. But when I actually got to the point where I could turn loose of some stuff and let other people have it and get comfortable with the fact that it wasn't going to be as perfect as I would have done it, once I got to that point, my life got a lot simpler, and I got a lot I enjoyed life a lot more after that.
And you start focusing on the things that you do best.
Yeah.
The things that your highest value, like, you know, you're running your business, you should be setting the strategy, the vision for the business.
That's
you
right.
know, not standing at the copier all day, right?
Somebody said something to me one time that really helped me become a better delegator. He said, you should be firing yourself from one job and promoting yourself to another job on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We got one more F, folks. You're gonna find it very interesting. We're going to continue to talk about this succession planning thing. We're going to actually come up with a little plan for you coming up right after this break with our good friend Bob Cuska. His website is thefusionfactor.com.
Throwing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.